Full Moon Oracle Message, January 2020. I ask my guides at this first full moon of the new decade, what can you tell me that is something I do not know yet that is important for creating coherence in these times? If you'll recall, my guides have said that this year and this decade are the years of creating coherence. And they said, the matrix you saw and felt once in meditation is the web of connection to all that is, to the collective consciousness of humanity, to your ancestors, to your guides and allies from all the realms. And just a note, this matrix that I was shown an image of in meditation a couple of years ago, actually, it was an interesting sort of web of different colors, and it moved a little bit, and when I sank into it, it was just so tranquil and relaxing, and so, and I did feel very, very connected to all that is. And here's the rest of their message. The matrix is the stuff of creation. You can create from this. Intentions, clear thoughts, clear energy causes things to come into form. Your biofield tuning is connecting with this matrix of creation. The harmonious sound, the family of frequencies can bring things into being. And then I was shown an image of a shape kind of rising up out of that matrix. And they said, this is how form comes from it. Energies also flow from the matrix. It is important that these are coherent, harmonious energies. You still think only solid things that you can see and feel, touch with your fingers are quote unquote real. This is a misconception. We are teaching you gradually and carefully to perceive the energies. Some of you are better at this than others. You must let go of the cultural teachings you have swallowed, eaten, imbibed, believed. Your human abilities to perceive subtle energies are available to you as you let go of the stories, paradigms, structures that have held you back. Connect with this matrix when you do your subtle activism. This is our practice of collective energy activism. Call on it in meditations. It will teach you how to use it. We cannot tell you. You must feel into it with your subtle senses. This is not the matrix of your movies. I want to be clear. This is the matrix of creation, the energy patterns of creation. This is also a beautiful place to go to rest and rejuvenate. Time in the matrix is out of time. The matrix itself has no time. It is in all times, dimensions, universes. You see, this energy of creation is around you all the time. You simply do not recognize it. The law of attraction attempts to instruct you in how to use this. It is overly simplistic. You fall into fear so easily. You judge yourself so quickly to be incapable, to have failed in some way, to be unable to use this because of quote-unquote negative thoughts or emotions. Ha! You have incarnated as human to use all those emotions. They are valuable to you. They give you important information. As soon as you designate any of them as quote-unquote negative, and therefore to be avoided, destroyed, gotten rid of, turned off, subsumed, pushed down, pushed away, you have lost the germ of creation they contain. Seek instead to discover the germ of creation your emotions contain. The judgment, criticism of self and others is what stops you. As you release into the matrix, you release the old forms that hold you back. This does not mean you release the human body you inhabit. It means you can more fully use its capacities and capabilities for the greatest good. And so rejoice in this full moon of the first month of your calendar year and decade. Choose to release into the matrix and see what you will find, what you will create, what you will become. Do this with intention for the greatest good, and you will be part of the great unknowing that becomes the great creating. Unknowing, nothingness, no-thingness is the doorway into the matrix. This is the place of creation, dear ones, the still point of the turning world. It is at once nothing and everything. Blessings to you who are falling into the matrix. We are excited to see what you create. And then they wanted me to read to you portions of where that phrase, the still point of the turning world, comes from. It comes from the Four Quartets poems by T.S. Eliot, from one that is called Burnt Norton. And T.S. Eliot was a visionary who began to understand some of this. So here are the parts of that poem, Burnt Norton, that my guides offer you in reference to the matrix of all creation. They have removed the portions that do not relate directly to the matrix as they wish you to understand it. Time present and time past are both perhaps present in time future, and time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. What might have been is an abstraction remaining in a perpetual possibility, only in a world of speculation. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. Time past and time future, what might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. The dance along the artery, the circulation of the lymph, are figured in the drift of stars. Ascend to summer in the tree. We move above the moving tree, in light upon the figured leaf. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered. Neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline. Except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long. For that is to place it in time. The inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and the outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving. Time past and time future allow but a little consciousness. To be conscious is not to be in time. Only through time, time is conquered. Descend lower, descend only into the world of perpetual solitude. World, not world, but that which is not world. After the kingfisher's wing has answered light to light and is silent, the light is still at the still point of the turning world. Or say that the end precedes the beginning. And the end and the beginning were always there, before the beginning and after the end. And all is always now.